For electric utilities, the twilight hours are a relatively quiet time.
The biggest thing that happens is people go to sleep, so they're not consuming energy at the same rate as they are when they're awake.
That's Alec Mezdag, a director of Alaska Electric Light and Power, or AEL&P. He says when you power down most of your household gadgets at night, it leaves open an energy window. Essentially, there's just not as much of a drain from the grid, so it's a perfect time to plug in the city's growing number of electric vehicles. About 6 years ago, the utility came up with a pilot project for 10 electric vehicle owners to incentivize this. Drivers charging their cars after 10 p.m. would receive a cheaper rate.
It took a while to get started, and then once we saw those 10 customers fill in, it wasn't very long before I had, you know, twice as many people had contacted me about getting into the program, but, you know, it was already full.
In 2013, it's estimated there were about 9 fully electric vehicles on Juneau's roads. That number has now ballooned to about 80, and it's expected to increase even more, with the cars becoming more affordable. Last week, the utility filed a request with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, or RCA, to expand the pilot project.
We want to shift when people charge their vehicles so that we don't create a situation where we have too many people.
Mezdag says forming those habits now reduces the risk that the utility will have to build new, costly infrastructure later as electric vehicles start to become the new norm. He expects the average owner who signs up could save about $10 a month in the summer.
And then in the wintertime, it'll be about $12 to $13.
If approved by the RCA, the utility will begin offering the new rate structure to electric vehicle owners in early 2017. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.